Our guest on the show today is a fairly new duo in the Christian music world. Currently, they're on tour playing lots of dates in the U.S. and Canada. They've got their self-titled album out that we have been featuring songs from all week long on the Afternoon Drive. And they're going to be playing a show in New Orleans this coming Monday night. Let's welcome to the show Chris and Jody from Loving the Outcome. How's it going, guys?
Hey, guys.
Fantastic.
Good.
Good to have you on the show with us. And it looks like you guys have had a pretty crazy tour schedule for a little while now. We were wondering, is there a certain piece of home that you'd like to bring with you, maybe to make life on the road a little bit easier?
Yes, absolutely. We have our own little coffee-making kind of station that we bring with us everywhere. And we set it up. It's called an AeroPress. And we pull it out in the airport, and it looks a little bit odd. It kind of looks like a big, giant syringe. We always know that we'll have our coffee with us.
That is awesome. That sounds a little bit like you, Dan. You're a coffee connoisseur.
I am a coffee connoisseur. I need to check that out.
Maybe they can show it to you at Rock and Bowl. But I'm sure you guys, obviously, you've been on the road a lot, and you've had your fair share of artists that you've played with. I got to know, are you guys deemed as more of the pranksters, or are you more of the ones that normally get pranked?
Oh, man, we're Canadians, so say no more. Like, we get pranked all the time.
What's the best one somebody's pulled on you guys?
I think the best one, on the tour we did with Francesca and the Afters, on our last show, Chris and I were on stage and the Afters started walking on stage singing your national anthem as loud as our singing. And kind of trumped us.
Carrying Old Glory in all its glory.
Oh, my goodness.
It was epic.
Oh, that is great.
Never fails. We always love hearing those stories about pranks.
Fantastic.
Now, you guys have a self-titled album out right now. This week, we have been featuring certain songs off the album, giving our listeners kind of an extra listen to some of those tracks they might not normally hear. And so we would like to hear from you just about that album. Maybe give us some of the inside scoop on maybe the stories behind the songs or kind of how you guys came up with the songs from your current album.
Yeah, definitely. It's sort of a dream come true to be able to make an album like this. It's sort of our story over the last few years of our journey from, you know, living in Canada and moving down to the U.S. And we kind of sold everything to make our previous album. And from that point on, just kind of touring through Canada and meeting people like the Newsboys and Thousand Foot Crutch and you know, just relationships along the way. And also, you know, kind of our personal journey with, you know, my mom passing away and kind of the challenges that come along with that of putting music aside for a time and not really sure what the next steps were going to be. Mm. And we wrote with a lot of really great people that have become really good friends. We wrote in exotic locations. We recorded in basements, in studios, and it's, you know, we really kind of ran the gamut with this album, and we're both really proud of it in a God-honoring sort of way. I think that he really shines through mm-hmm. on a lot of these songs.
That's awesome. That is so cool. And I think you're right. It's definitely evident whenever you hear that album and you hear songs off that album that it really is God-honoring and just a fantastic album. If you like to check out more about Loving the Outcome's self-titled album featuring their songs He Is With Us and King of My Heart, and plus their music videos to both of those songs, you can check out their website, loveandtheoutcome.com. Now, this Monday night is the big night. You guys are going to be performing for us live at our Strikeout Hunger event at Rock and Bowl at 6 p.m. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect at the show on Monday night.
Well, we don't go anywhere without my tom drum and Chris's bass guitar.
Awesome.
So those are the non-negotiables. And, you know, we love to just sort of join in to what God's been up to and just really party for him with you guys. And so it's going to be a dynamic set. We get to play more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Winter Jam, that's all. That's all we got to do, so you can expect to hear a little more.
So. I hope so.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, you definitely are.
Fantastic. Well, you get to hear most of the record then, so it's going to be awesome.
Well, we are definitely looking forward to that. Now, I'm hoping this little birdie was right as well. Maybe you know a little bit about this. We heard that you guys are going to be doing a special discount for your online store for our listeners while you're in town.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Happy to. Just go look for the deals. They're all over our website just for you guys. And as well, when we're kind of present and in person, we always have deals at our table. We're going to give away our record with one of our new sweatshirts. So, you know, we just love to give stuff away. Who doesn't like to get free stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves free stuff.
We'll make sure and tweet about it on our, on Twitter, at Love and Outcome, and post some Instagram stuff about that as well.
Cool. Yeah, we also heard that they're going to be doing a 20% off sale with free shipping. That's June 22nd and lasting through July 31st. You just visit the website, lovingtheoutcome.com, anytime during those dates. And if you enter the promo code LIFESONGS, you get 20% off plus free shipping. And so that's another way that our listeners will be able to maybe get a deal with some of your merchandise.
Come on. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Maybe come to the show knowing all the songs.
There you go. Thank you guys so much for making that possible as well. I know our listeners are extremely thankful for that. Well, to see Love and the Outcome live, all you have to do is bring a donation of canned goods to benefit Second Harvest Food Bank to our Strike Out Hunger event. That's Monday night, 6 p.m. at Rockin' Ball on South Carrollton in New Orleans. For more information, check out our website, lifesongs.com.
You know, guys, on the afternoon drive here at Life Songs, we like to have a little bit of fun, and so we were wondering if you would be up for playing a little game with us. It's called TV Tunes.
TV Tunes.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
All right. Well, this is how the game works. It's one of our favorites. We like to play with artists whenever they come on the show. We're basically play you a little clip from four different TV tunes. And if you can finish the clips, at least get two out of the four, then we'll play any other track off of your album that you'd like for us to, just a little way to say congratulations on winning with our game.
Does that sound good?
Sure.
All right.
You're not giving away a car or anything?
Oh, no. We can't quite do that. We wish we could.
We gave away the last car last week. You just missed it.
All righty. Here is tune number one.
Any ideas?
Yeah, isn't that the Full House theme song?
Oh, so close.
Very close. It does start with an F. It's actually Family Matters.
Steve Urkel, Carl Winslow.
I always get those two mixed up as well.
I know, they do. They sound an awful lot alike. All right, if either one of you are big cartoon fans, you'll probably be good at this one. Here's tune number two.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history.
Maybe they had different shows in Canada.
Is that one? I'll take a stab. Is that Darkwing Duck?
Close.
We'll give it to you.
Yeah
we will give
you
that one.
I think you were so close. We'll give you that one.
That one's called DuckTales. Yeah.
You
had the duck part right. Yeah. So we'll give you that one. All right. Here is number three.
Ship by ship, day by day.
We're sweating over here.
Oh, man. We didn't mean to put you on the spot. It's one of those that was on TGIF. Step by Step was the name of it. I don't know if you guys ever saw that show.
Yeah, that was that big family, like huge 10 kids or something, right?
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll move on. We got one more. Hopefully this one will hit the spot for you.
All right. Come on, Fred.
You got it? That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Next time we interview a Canadian duo, we will make sure to look up some Canadian shows for you. But yeah, you got two out of the four songs right.
Which Chris is my
So which song would you like us to share from your album?
Well, you know what? One of my favorites is the very last song, which, you know, in a day and age of singles, a lot of people don't listen right through. So I'm going to pick my favorite, which is What a Promise. That's the last track on our record.
All right. We will have that coming up next. Thank you again, Chris and Jody from Loving the Outcome. Had a great time on the afternoon drive. And we are really looking forward to seeing you this Monday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't wait.
Us too.
Don't forget to catch Love and the Outcome live Monday night, 6 p.m. at our Strikeout Hunger event at Rock and Ball on South Carrollton in New Orleans. For more information, you can check out our website, lifesongs.com.